This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Parliament in the Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan is meeting today in an effort to put together a functioning government. The emergency session follows yesterday's violent demonstrations that ousted the president of Kyrgyzstan, who appears to have fled the country. Kyrgyzstan is the third former Soviet republic in the past 2 years, where popular unrest has brought down a government, Georgia in 2003, and then Ukraine. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the capital, Bishkek. Ivan, what triggered the protests?
I think the opposition here, they believed that the elections that were held last week were fraudulent. And in fact, international observers said there were some serious shortcomings. The opposition only won 6 seats in the future parliament. In the meantime, the family of President Askar Akayev, his son and daughter, they won seats. And the family is widely perceived here to be corrupt. They're not very popular here. The protests began last week in southern Kyrgyzstan with demonstrators taking over some cities, and they spread north. And the first real massive demonstration that took place here in the Kyrgyz capital was yesterday afternoon. Within a matter of hours, the demonstrators had overpowered police and taken control of several government buildings. And then shortly after that, the looting began of several supermarkets and shops around the city.
The speed of the government's collapse seems remarkable.
It really is amazing, because just 2 days after the government was threatening to use force against demonstrators, now you've got the headline of a newspaper that says, quote, "Who is ruling us?" Yesterday was pretty out of control. As I mentioned, there was looting. You had roving bands of young men that broke into the main shopping centers, and they were moving around. People were scared. There was some shooting, reports of at least one person killed in clashes yesterday. But today, it's very calm here. You have families walking around on Bishkek's sunny streets. I have not seen any policemen on uniform. The locals say they're too scared to come out into the streets wearing their uniforms. Instead, you've got some local groups that have set up their own neighborhood watch type things. Outside the main town bazaar, you have locals who have barricaded the entrances to keep looters out. And in one bizarre case of people trying to bring life back to normal, I saw municipal workers cleaning broken glass from the sidewalk right outside of a supermarket, where hundreds of people were still ransacking the building at the same time.
So who is in charge at the top?
Well, it appears to be the parliament that was supposed to be replaced by last week's elections. That parliament says it's in charge, though it does seem to be making things up as it goes along. It has declared Kurmanbek Bakiyev, a former prime minister, to be the current prime minister and acting president. He gave a speech to a crowd of demonstrators today begging for calm. But the parliament does appear to be worried as well. It is not in complete control of the mob, and I saw carpenters barricading the front doors of the parliament, they said, to keep the mob out later in the day.
Kyrgyzstan is centrally located, bordering several nations, including Afghanistan and China. What is its strategic importance?
This is a tiny country of 5 million people, but the uprising here is going to scare the authoritarian rulers of neighboring Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. They've closed their borders down right now. There's some fears that Islamic extremist groups that were active in the area in 1999 and 2000, that they could perhaps try to capitalize on the instability. And then you've got American and Russian rivalry here. Both the U.S. and Russia have bases in Kyrgyzstan. And Akayev was very close to Russia. I'm sure Moscow was looking at this as a setback, his departure.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Bishkek, the capital of the Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan. Thanks, Ivan.
You're welcome, Renee.